Okay, we only have a few minutes, but there are a lot of different psukim in Tanakh that the poskim find ramazim to the month of Elul. We have the Rashi Tevot. So one pasuk is Umal Hashem Elokecha Elavavcha V'Elavav Zarecha. That will circumcise your heart and the heart of your children. Et Levavcha V'Et Levav Zarecha Elul. Then there's a famous pasuk Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. I'm to my beloved is to me, meaning to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And then in Megillas Esther, there's a pasuk. It says, "Umishloach manot ish l'reyehu umatanot le'avyonim." People give gifts to one another, and then staka to the poor people. So there's a piece that the Eliyahu Rabbah is a commentary on the Levush. So the Eliyahu Rabbah in the 18th century quotes from the Sefer Amar Kol. Amar Kol is by a Talmud of the Rush around the 14th century. But it's brought down by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and I know Rav Lerner has quoted this in the past. He sees a remez here to the line that was famous in the Tana Tokef, Utshuva Utfila Utstaka Ma'avirin et Roa Gzeira. It says the first pasuk, Hashem will circumcise your heart and the heart of your children. That's tshuva. Then it says Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. I'm to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. So that refers to tefillah, like the rinat dodim, the song of the beloved is tefillah. And then the last pasuk is ish l'reyehu matanot le'avyonim is staka. So if you look at those three pasukim, we see like the foundation, and that's an important line, obviously, in our tefillah, but an important klal to take just for the month of Elul in general, to tshuva, tefillah, and staka. So we want to be marva on tshuva, which takes a lot of work to make cheshbon and nefesh, and to make, you know, sort of a decision to go in a different direction, tefillah to focus on our tefillot, and stucco. One more brief piece and that'll be it. I'm on a tight schedule here, but there's a commentary, Elif HaMagain, he quotes another siman. It says, Aryeh Sha'ag Milo Yira. It's a pasuk in Amos. The lion roars, who will not be afraid? So he says that Aryeh stands for Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, and Hoshana Rabbah. That on those times, a person should try to come close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Aryeh Sha'ag Milo Yira. That some person should try to come close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Okay, I think that's it tonight.